Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're live here from high above downtown Billings with the Attorney General of Montana, Austin Knutson, taking phone calls 406-294-0970. I've got a couple of things I want to ask the Attorney General about, particularly involving some of this recent activity with the anti-Israel, anti-Jew discrimination that the Attorney General's office has taken some action on. But we are a call-in show, so let's go to Tim in Billings. Tim, thanks for calling.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just had a quick question for AG Knutson regarding that Hardin facility. You had mentioned that it was not likely to be used as a detention facility because of the cost to bring it up to the standards required. What about as a treatment facility? If you have nonviolent offenders nonviolent people who need treatment, could it be utilized for that? You know, you talked about how the state has lost a lot of these facilities under the Democrat, authoritarian rule over the past 20 years in Montana, and we're finally getting a break from it. But, could it be used as a treatment facility for a lot of the people in Billings and around the surrounding area? But that's truly what they need.
Good question, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, Tim, I think that's definitely an idea that should be looked at. And look, I don't want to speak out of school. I know for a fact that the Montana Department of Corrections, which, that they're in charge of incarceration and prisons in Montana. That's not me. Okay, that's under the governor. But I do know they are looking at the Hardin facility. I mean, we're getting desperate enough in Montana that I think we have to be looking at all options. But I think what you talked about is definitely a possibility. I mean, we know we've got a dire need for more treatment facilities, a dire need for more mental health facilities. The governor's got a task force that stood up looking at that. He's got some funding even set aside for that. So I think that definitely is something that should be looked at, and it probably is. But cards on the table. That's not my area of the state executive branch, and I don't want to be speaking out of turn here.
So, Mr. Attorney General, we were talking a little bit during the break about some of this anti-Israel, anti-Jew discrimination that's going on, and if you want to talk a little bit about the background of that and then what your office is doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we know this has been going on for years, and this goes back to my time in the Montana legislature. I mean, I ran an anti-BDS bill. If you don't know what BDS is, it's boycott, divestiture, and sanctions. And it's a push by the left to basically pressure people to stop doing business with the nation of Israel. Well, that's insanity, because Israel, number one, is one of our strongest allies in the world. Number two, it's the only functioning democracy in the Middle East. Number three, when you really start looking at the country and what they do, they actually believe in equal treatment of their citizens, regardless of whether you're a Jew or you're Muslim.
They've got Arab Muslims in the Knesset in Israel, so that's absolutely right. And the other thing is that discriminating against people based on their national origin and based on their ethnicity and race, that's a civil rights violation. And so it's also a civil rights issue in my mind anyway. We got a few more minutes here with Attorney General Austin Knutson, and really appreciate him being here. We'll be right back.
Securing America. September is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, and the Department of Defense is highlighting the month, calling their campaign Joining Your Fight to Connect to Protect. Dr. Liz Clark is the director of the Defense Suicide Prevention Office, commenting in a press release, "Suicide prevention takes a community to create change, to sustain hope, and to convey that we are all in this together." She goes on to say, "I know the work is not easy, but we must each look out for each other and draw strength from each other as we light a path forward. Each death by suicide is one too many, and the department is deeply committed to ending the scourge of suicide through force." The department reminding everyone, if you or a loved one are experiencing thoughts of suicide, you are not alone, and to call the Veterans Crisis Hotline at 988. Veterans Affairs data from 2020 to 2021 showed there were nearly 6,400 veteran suicides in the country, that time frame showing the largest one-year increase in veteran suicides. Tom Graham, Fox News.
where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We've got Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson in the house. No callers on the line, so I'm going to ask the AG a question. I played in band all the way from 5th grade to 12th grade. I played drums. I was curious. I know that you're playing some drums these days. When did you start getting involved in music?
I started playing piano when I was 5.
That's awesome.
My mom made me take piano lessons. I hated every minute of it, but man, it was so good for me. Yeah.
Do you still play the piano at all?
There's very little piano left. Like I think if I sat down, I could probably bang out one or two things, but like, could I sit down in front of some sheet music and play? No.
So when did you start doing drums then?
I picked that up, I think, in the 5th or 6th grade. And it was just because I could do it. I had been in Bozeman for a couple of years with my mom while she went back to college, moved back to little itty bitty Bainville. And in Bainville, when you were in junior high, you had to play in the pep band.
Okay.
It was required. So I came back in and they handed me a trumpet. And they're like, here, play this. I didn't even know how to make a sound out of the thing. They're like, well, I don't know. Can you play drums? And I don't know, maybe. And I sat behind the trap set and I could do it.
Cool.
And it's just the rhythm I learned from piano. That was it.
What kind of music do you listen to when you're just driving or working out or whatever?
I mean, I'm big into classic rock. When I play in a cover band now, and we mostly play kind of classic rock, you know, 70s, 80s. I still don't think there's music that's better than like the Eagles or stuff like that. But I mean, I grew up a farm and ranch kid, so there's definitely some classic country in there too. I'm not a huge fan of modern country, but I mean there's a few artists that
do you not listen to like hip hop or rap or anything? Or
not quite my bag.
All right.
We didn't quite finish
up the conversation we were having about the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel discrimination and specifically kind of what your office has done recently on that.
Well, so there's a movement afoot right now. We recently just sent a letter to MSCI. If you know what MSCI is, it's Morgan Stanley. It's their investment arm. Morgan Stanley recently downgraded several Israeli banks and basically yellow carded them. Morgan Stanley downgraded their investment status. And what I found so just immensely hypocritical about this is that while they did that to Israeli banks, they didn't do a thing to the Bank of China, run by the Chinese Communist Party, one of the most brutal regimes in the world, that is basically openly, flagrantly engaging in genocide against Muslim Uyghurs within their own country. That's fine. We're okay with that, Morgan Stanley says, because they don't want to upset Communist China. But an actual functioning democracy in the Middle East that recognizes both Jew and Muslim as equal. Oh, heavens, we can't have that. We're going to downgrade those banks. This is just woke nonsense. But again, it's very likely there are Montana citizens that have investments with Morgan Stanley. That gives me standing to come in under our Unfair Trade Practices Act and launch an investigation. And that's exactly what we've done.
Good. That's fantastic. I love to hear that. Let's go to Ivan in Billings. Ivan, thanks for calling.
Good morning. I was just calling about Riverstone Health up in Kalispell.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not familiar with that, but go ahead.
Okay, my dad has been a patient up there for a while, and what happens is Riverstone Health will double and triple the bill. He'll pay a bill, and then the next month the bill will come again. And then this has happened on multiple occasions.
Huh.
Then the other thing that happens is even if he hasn't had a appointment there with them, a bill for $40 will just show up for no apparent reason, and that happens very frequently.
So is your question what can the AG's office do about something like that? Is that the question?
Yeah, is there any kind of it seems like the Riverstone Health is, well, it seems like they're kind of just trying to cheat as much money out of their patients as they can. And
well, here's my take on it, Ivan. But I'll let the AG go first here.
Well, so Ivan, here's what I want you to do. Riverstone, I'm pretty sure they're a nonprofit operating in Montana under our consumer protection laws. My office actually has oversight over nonprofits in Montana. What I would like you to do, Ivan, is contact my Office of Consumer Protection. So OCP, Office of Consumer Protection. Off the top of my head, I don't have the phone number, but you can go to DOJMT.gov, and there's links on that website and phone numbers on that website. It's a small office. Somebody will answer the phone. You'll get to talk to a person. But if there's something to investigate there, we certainly can do that. So if you would make a report to my office, we can look into this.
That's great. I've got a comment on that myself, but I'll save it because we've got Jason in Polson on the line. Jason, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, guys. I appreciate all you're both doing. I've been confused on the fact that why Anthony Fauci has not been indicted and charged with crimes against humanity for his obvious murder of American citizens, with the holding back of medical treatment that was, things that we could do to take care of the COVID-19, and then the requiring and the mandating of the vaccine, and then the smuggling of all the money for the Wuhan lab. And
he lied. And he lied to Congress.
Yeah. So it's been proven he's guilty. I'm confused why none of the attorney generals in the United States have charged him. Why he's not in jail right now.
Well, I'm going to ask the Attorney General his answer to that right after this break. He's got to run. The Attorney General is here in Billings announcing a new Narcan program. You're going to want to follow that. I'll ask him that, Jason, here during the break, and we'll report back right after this. All right, summer's over. Kids are back in school. Time to get to work, especially here in 2024. Man, it's crazy. Just a few short weeks left until Election Day. You're going to want to sound off on the big news of the day. You're going to want to tell folks all across Montana what's on your mind. And sometimes it's not always the big news of the day. Sometimes it's just the fun stuff, too. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana. We take it statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint. That's Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online at LectureFan, LCTRFAN. I asked the AG here. He had to take off to get to his next appointment, but I asked him the response to Jason's call, and particularly on a lot of those federal issues. It would require a federal indictment since it's a federal employee and all of those other types of things. I don't know. I mean, and I think A.G. Knudsen said, and he does think that Fauci should be indicted. And I certainly agree with that, too, especially on the perjury to Congress. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. The only reason Fauci hasn't been indicted federally is because of the Biden-Harris tester regime is in control. And Congress cannot indict. That is an executive branch function. All Congress can do is send a referral to the federal DOJ to criminally prosecute. And they did prosecute Steve Bannon. They threw Steve Bannon in prison for lying to Congress. But Fauci, nope, we're not gonna charge Fauci with anything. We've got Don Kaye, chairman of the Montana GOP, on the line. Chairman Don Kaye, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good morning, and good morning, Montana. I appreciate being here. You know, it's kind of exciting right now. We've only got about 2 months until Election Day, and I'm proud to say that our team and our volunteers have been working hard day in and day out. We got some great results that we'll be talking about. Republicans, we've made over 1 million voter contacts this cycle. Can you believe it?
That's great.
And we're not going to stop until we get the job done. All 56 counties voters are really tired of Democrats rising gas prices and open border policies and skyrocketing inflation. You know, Montanans are ready for a new president. We need a new president bad. And we definitely need a new U.S. senator.
Hey, one thing I've been hearing a lot about from folks is that people still are not sure of who to vote for in some of the judicial races. And I don't know if the GOP is spending any money on any of the judicial races, or are you focused on the actual partisan races of the Senate and all these other races where you've actually got a declared party?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because we are definitely backing Corey Swanson and Dan Wilson. We definitely need to change the Supreme Court, as you mentioned. We've been putting some really good laws into effect down in Helena, only to have the liberal Supreme Court strike them down. So we need to get that taken care of. A lot of people don't know who to vote for because we can't get the partisan deal on there where people can actually say they're a Republican or a Democrat or say nothing. We tried to get that through, couldn't get it through. We couldn't get all of our Republicans, quite frankly, to vote for that, which was disappointing. But we are where we are. So Corey Swanson, very good conservative, and Dan Wilson from up here in the Flathead is another very good conservative candidate. The other thing, just to talk about, you know, what other people don't know to vote for or vote against, the CI-126, which is backdoor ranked choice, which has basically ruined Alaska, is on the ballot. Now, they're going to tell you, I saw their first ads for this on the football game last night, and they're going to tell you that it's great because everybody, we can vote for everybody and that kind of thing. But I'm telling you, all it's going to do is have people represented in areas that they shouldn't. Like, you could have a Republican come out of a hard left district in Missoula, and you could have a Democrat in a hard right district in Billings. It just doesn't work. It's you know, Alaska's a red state with they have a Democrat representative, and we need to vote against CI 126, 127, and 128.
So, Chairman Don Kay, are there any of these initiatives or referendums that you would recommend folks vote for? Because as far as I know, it's a no vote for all of these initiatives, all of the referendums. It's no, 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 right?
Absolutely no, no, and no. They're horrible initiatives. They're just going to take the Montana way of life and put us backwards. We don't want to go backwards. It's they're crazy initiatives. You're going to be able to have abortion up to birth, and you know it's crazy to me that these pro-abortion people. I thought the goal was to have less abortions. They're trying to have more abortions. John Tester is voting crazy Supreme Court nominees and votes against good conservatives. You know, Montana is a libertarian state. There's no doubt about it. But we are a red state. But these initiatives go too far. All three of them vote no.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We got that new poll out from AARP here recently with some good results in it. I wanted to give a shout out to the women of Montana, because when I saw that poll and I saw that the women of Montana are not voting and supporting Democrats at the same rate that women are nationally. And so I attribute the women of Montana to be one of the main reasons why we're still a red Republican state. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the women of Montana for making Montana a great state and for not voting Democrat at the same rate that women do nationally. I don't know if you've got a take on that new poll that just came out, Chairman Don Kay.
Yeah, I do. I sure do. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the Center for Politics just moved the Montana Senate race from a toss-up, which it's been forever, to lean Republican. Because of that poll, that's what put them over the top. if you look at the last few polls, we've had everything from 2 points up all the way up to 8 points up, and Sheehy seems to be gaining ground. Same poll also found Governor Gianforte up by 16, Zinke over here in the West up by 6. I don't know, they even polled Eastern Montana. I'm sure Troy's up by 26.
Right. How are you feeling about the Zinke race? Because that one seems to be, I was talking to some of the national conservative broadcasters at the Trump rally, and they were all seemed to be pretty concerned about our House races here in Montana. And you've got the Speaker of the House coming here to support Zinke and Downing. You've got Steve Scalise coming. How are you feeling about that Zinke race?
I think we're in good order. Like I said, the recent poll was we had 1+4. Now we're a +6. Monica Trinnell is a radical left-wing pedophile defending candidate that's so far left of Montana, it's not even funny. She's left her roots. She says she grew up on a ranch and everything, but she's left her roots long ago, became a radical lawyer, and she's just a horrible candidate. The Democrats, if you look at it up and down the ballot, they just have horrible candidates. I mean, there's no good candidates out there. Senator Kester has won 3 times, and even he's struggling right now because of the votes. But he's finally been unmasked. And Monica Trinnell has been unmasked as well.
Right.
All that being said, we need to make sure we bring this thing home. We can't be complacent. We have to get out to vote. We got to get out there and organize. We got to keep knocking doors. We got to keep doing all the blocking and tackling to bring this thing home. Things are in our favor. There's no doubt about it. But believe me, John Tester, Monica Trinnell, all these candidates, they're not going to give up. We can't give up either.
I'm glad you said that, because I do start to get worried about complacency when you've got polls showing Sheehy up 8 points on Tester. And that's with the Libertarian in the poll, right?
Yeah, that's with the Libertarian and the Green Party candidate. There's another thing, the Green Party have been trying to get on the ballot for 3 cycles now. The Democrats have kept them out. There's nothing Democratic about the Democratic Party. It's just unbelievable. These guys have been fighting in court to keep the Green Party off, and the Green Party is finally on the ballot. I mean, these poor Green Party people. Now, I don't agree with anything that they believe in. But I have to say, they should be able to field a candidate on the ballot.
Well, yeah, it's the Democrat Party, who's democracy, 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 and yet they're trying to have people removed from the ballot so the voters don't even have the option to vote for the Green Party candidate. I guess that's democracy if you're a Democrat. Chairman Don Kaye, I don't know if you saw this, but John Tester tweeted out photos from his 2012 campaign, because you can see in the photos Barack Obama signs, Monica Lindeen signs, Mike McGrath signs, and John Tester tweeted those 2012 photos out saying, hey, it was great to be in Ravalli County today and see all the support from Ravalli County as if it happened today. He's also tweeting out old 2012 videos of him and Sharla sitting at their kitchen table talking. What is going on with Tester? Is his entire campaign a complete fraud? Does he ever put out anything that's true?
Well, it's a good point. I was one of the first that noticed that. I put that on Twitter. When I saw that, I said, my gosh, look, those are Obama signs and McGrath signs and Lindell signs. That was from 2012. Obviously, John Tester can't muster enough people in Ravalli County to come to a rally, so he took something from 12 when people didn't know who he really was.
We're up against the hard break here. I'm going to throw you on hold. If you can stick with us, Chairman Don Kaye, Chairman of the Montana GOP, if you can hang with us, we got a quick break here. We'll be right back.
Man, it is so obvious to spot the liberal media bias here in Montana. They never ask liberal Senator John Tester any tough questions. They never hold him accountable. Yet they do this phony press release reporting for any fake news he wants to pump out there. Hey, I'll tell you what, Montana Talks, go to the Montana Talks website, go download the Montana Talks app, because we're going to deliver the stories they refuse to tell. MontanaTalks.com, download the Montana Talks app on your phone.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We've got Chairman Don Kay of the Montana GOP on the line. Chairman Don Kay, thanks for sticking with us through that break.
You bet, David. Glad to be here with you. I want to talk a little bit, if I could, about Protect the Vote. Now is a real critical time. You know, we know that we're doing well. We know that the people are behind us. But at the end of the day, it only matters what happens at the ballot box. And we've got to safeguard our elections this November. You know, just last week, my boss, RNC Chairman Michael Watley, joined us in Montana. We had a big rally in Great Falls. And Lola Galloway was there standing in for me, and she did a great job. And Debbie Churchill, our committee woman, we had a big rally about voting and protecting the ballot. And this year, Republicans, we're making it easier to vote and harder to cheat this cycle. Protecting the vote starts with patriots right here in Montana, your listeners. Voter participation is crucial in ensuring that every eligible vote can cast that, every eligible voter, I should say, cast their ballot safely and securely. Fighting for a fair election is President Trump's top priority. This is nationwide. All Americans deserve a system where it's easy to vote and hard to cheat. Our unprecedented, this is the best we've ever had this cycle, election integrity operation is dedicated to securing a fair and transparent election. Election integrity efforts are securing our election. We have to, Montanans, we have to get out and vote. What President Trump's asked us to do, and our leaders here in Montana, what I'm asking you to do, is swamp the vote. In other words, everybody needs to get that vote out. The easiest way to do that is to get an absentee ballot. Sign up for absentee ballots. If you don't want to mail it in, I totally get that. Just go down to the election department in your county and put it in the slot, just like you would if you went down on election day. Get that vote in, because then we can concentrate on the people that haven't done that, and as we're chasing those ballots. With our Republican ballot chasing program, you can take the extra step. You know, everybody listen out there and be a poll watcher on the ground. We need everybody in this fight. You know, the stakes have never been higher. We have the opportunity to hold on to all our statewide officials that are currently in office, all our incumbents. We look good there, but we're going to have to get the vote out and take out Senator Tester for the first time in like four cycles. This will be, he's been elected three times. If you want to join our team as a poll watcher, a poll worker, or a legal expert, those of you Republican lawyers out there, I know there are not that many of you, but there are some, go to protectthevote.com and help us. And most of all, we have to save America.
Amen. Hey, we were talking a lot, speaking of election integrity and voter integrity issues, we were talking earlier this week quite a bit about what happened in Butte with apparently somebody plugged in a USB drive into the tabulator and had test results that got included into the official results. I think folks are pretty concerned about what's going on there, and I don't know if you can speak to that.
Yeah, we're very concerned with that. And that's really brought up the election integrity deal. What the way I understand it is they double counted 1,000 votes. Now, Silver Bow County has had a history of shenanigans over there going back 100 years.
Them in Missoula County, too, right? Missoula County, too.
Well, Missoula County, Missoula County, we got to watch, and also Gallatin County we have to watch. We've had some issues. So we just need to what we're going to do, we're going to make sure that this vote is good. And that's why we need volunteers and lawyers and everything else that it's going to take to do that. So I'm very concerned about it. We are looking, in fact, thank you, Senate President Jason Ellsworth, Mike Cupp, and that team that went over to Silver Bow County. I'm going to be getting with them to hear their full report soon. So I don't know everything that went on, but it sure is smelling bad. But I'm glad it happened, to be frank, that thank you for Secretary of State like Christy Jacobson that caught that, her and her team. We're lucky to have a Republican in there to catch these kind of things, because I guarantee if we didn't have her in there and we had a Democrat in there, that never would have happened. So we have that opportunity to go forward and make sure that we have a clean election, and we're going to be looking at, watching it like a hawk.
Well, that's great to hear. Any other updates from the Montana GOP here, Chairman Don Kay, before I let you go?
Well, I just want to say a couple things about our illustrious senator and about our candidate. You know, David Tester has not come out to endorse Harris, which shows you what a phony he really is. But I want to remind everybody listening that Tester helped launch Kamala Harris's to the top of the Democratic Party. That's right, Montana's own Senator John Tester. You know, Tester went on to endorse his friend Harris for vice president and the Biden-Harris tech ticket in 2020. And you guys all know this. You've heard this on the ads. He's voted 95% of the time with Biden Harris's radical liberal agenda, and 100% with Kamala Harris's record number of tie-breaking votes. So, you know, as that ad said when we were doing the break, you know, Senator Tester's just become a left-wing liberal. He's not the guy that we sent there 18 years ago. So, you know, he's completely changed. We know he's the number one lobbyist, person that takes money from lobbyists. He's F-rated by the NRA. He just totally is not with Montana anymore.
He voted to allow men and women sports. I mean, the list goes on and on with him.
It does. I mean, he's just lost his way. Completely, he's voted with Schumer. He might as well be from California and New York. It's not a Montana values guy anymore. And it really gets me when I hear these commercials and people have been say, well, John Tester's from Montana. No, he's not from Montana. He's for the Democrat Party, and not only the Democrat Party, but the far left crazies in the Democrat Party who have taken over that party, unfortunately.
Well, say a little bit about our candidate, Tim Sheehy, before we run out of time.
You bet. Well, John Tester, as I said, is more vulnerable than ever, right? And this is the time we finally get to retire him. But here's Tim Sheehy. He wants to secure the border and have safe streets. We're going to have cheap gas. We're going to have good schools. Boys are boys and girls are girls. Cops are good and criminals are bad. And I've gotten to know Tim pretty well on the campaign trail, and he's a devoted husband, a father of four young children, and not just four young children, but well-behaved four young children. I mean, he's a Democrat, a decorated combat veteran, patriot, and a successful businessman. And he's going to put Montana first and bring common sense to D.C. He's a young guy. We need some young people going in there, guys that have seen the battlefield, guys that have been in business. I'm just really thankful that a person of Tim Sheehy's caliber would be willing to go to Washington, D.C. and fight for Montanans. So I'm really grateful for Tim, his wife, great person, Marine Corps veteran, Love that family. They are ready to go in and do it. We need to put them in. You know, all he's saying is put me in, coach. I think we need to elect him and hire him to be our senator and sit back and watch a great results coming from Tim Sheehy to join Senator Daines as our senators that represent the great state of Montana.
Well said. Very well said. Thank you so much, Chairman of the Montana GOP, Don Kay. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. Whoops. I muted the mic there right before he finished saying what. Didn't mean to do that. Sorry, Chairman Don Kay. I think we've got maybe a minute or two left here in this segment. Let's go to Lee in Kalispell. Lee, thanks for calling.
Yes, this deals with a person's reliability. Now, under Trump says that what he does, he does. He doesn't worry about it. Now we got Bill Clinton, when he was first running for office, he said that he was going to give everybody tax breaks. Then when he was elected, he says, oh, they lied to me. I can't give you the tax breaks. In fact, I'm going to raise your taxes.
Good point. Good point. Hold up.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On the economy, and this is not Russia propaganda, I can't stand Vladimir Putin and think he's evil. However, I do believe that Ukraine could pay for the weapons if America is going to sell them to them. And I think Europe needs to do more. I'm very clear about that. But I think evil does exist. And I think Putin's invasion and killing innocent men, women, and children and wiping out entire cities in Ukraine, that is evil in our time. And I don't care what his geopolitical ambitions and territorial ambitions are. Mark Cuban made an odd comment. He's an interesting guy I've debated in the past. He says Kamala Harris's tax plan will kill the stock market, but he's still supporting Kamala Harris.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. There's always wisdom in studying history, but in the case of economic history, there's even more wisdom in understanding it. What caused the Great Depression? What has the U.S. economy done to outperform most of Europe? Or what caused the outbreak of inflation after the COVID pandemic? The passage of time can change our answers to these and other relevant questions about economic events of the past. The inrush of a presidential campaign is hardly the best time to rewrite the narratives concerning the inflation spike of the last 3 years. Yet with the growth in prices finally seeming to ease, there are plenty of reasons the simple explanation of excess deficit spending as its cause should be reexamined, or at least supplemented, because it's hard not to notice how the same cycle of spiking, then moderating inflation has played out in countries across the globe. Many of those countries hit the stimulus button hard as well. But not all of them. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by Bon Appetit from Reminis Angus Ranch in Dillon.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint, Noble with a K. You know me. I'm an attorney here in Billings. You can find me online at LectureFan. Got some video of me and Attorney General Austin Knutson yakking it up here in studio. Going to be putting that on my YouTube channel. Also, on my YouTube channel, video of lots of cool things. Me going up to Aaron Flint's AFP's table in downtown Bozeman, stuff at the Trump rally in Bozeman, me talking about a letter I got from Tim Sheehy. We've got videos up of Tom Cotton, all sorts of good stuff going on. Meanwhile, the news out of the New York Post is that solo dining at restaurants is booming. And basically, here we are going into a world where most people that are going out to eat, they're doing it by themselves. Isn't that just a statement on where we're at in society? I feel terrible. I haven't gotten to all of these messages you guys have been sending in on the app. Let me try to get through some of these. Jeff and Victor had asked about what Don Kay was doing to stop the cheating in Missoula and Bozeman. That's where Tester trickled in votes up to 24 hours after the polls closed. Jeff, I didn't get to read that message to the Don, but I think he did address that. Lori in Billings says 126 is bad. Primaries are to vote for who will represent your party and convictions. Independents need to make a choice, not mix it up. In the general, at the time to vote across party lines if you're so inclined, not in the primaries. Well said, Lori. I am going to be making a YouTube video as well about these horrible, horrible constitutional initiatives we've got in Montana, particularly the ranked choice voting one, just because I've done the research on that one, and what a horrific, horrific thing ranked choice voting is. Even the people that promote ranked choice voting admit that it's an absolute disaster. It's an administrative disaster. It will never, ever work. It works to get Democrats elected, as you saw in Alaska, but that's pretty much it. So anyway, thank you for that one, Lori. Jay in Billings had said Austin Knutson, our Montana governor 2028, with regard to the statewide mobile nature of drug, gun, and human trafficking. How is your office assisting local sheriffs and police in communication, coordination, and resources? Wish I would have got that to that one earlier, Jay. Menace for Menace had said Hunter Biden pled guilty to felonious tax evasion, wasn't held to sentencing. Is this normal? Don't felons usually get locked up after pleading guilty? I don't know the answer to the question. I've never once handled a criminal case in my life, so I really don't know how that works. My take on the whole Hunter Biden guilty plea is that, this is still an important story. Everybody's acting like, oh, well, since Joe Biden's not running anymore, the Biden corruption doesn't matter. And it does, because Kamala Harris and John Tester have been lying to us for years, saying that Joe Biden's not corrupt and Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. And Kamala Harris and John Tester have fully supported Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Jim Biden and Natalie Biden and Kamala Biden, all these different Bidens. They've all been supported by Kamala Harris and John Tester. It is what it is, folks. So this idea that, oh, this story doesn't matter anymore. It does matter. Kamala Harris is in the White House with Joe Biden. The fact that Joe Biden is corrupt, the fact that the Biden family in the White House, in control of the White House, in which Kamala Harris sits in power, has been engaging in bribery and corruption, that is still an important story. And the fact that Hunter Biden is an absolute criminal, And the man, Joe Biden, that Kamala Harris and John Tester had supported, has been telling us for years that Hunter Biden did absolutely nothing wrong, that he's the smartest person in the room, that he's absolutely the greatest, that Joe Biden listens to Hunter Biden's advice. This is still important because of what it says about Kamala Harris and John Tester. This story isn't going away. It shouldn't go away. Hunter Biden's a criminal, a felon, and Tester and Harris supported it.